بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Good morning, dear Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first begin by stating of how honored I am to have been invited to this important gathering of the annual meeting of the states parties to the Biological Weapons Convention in this beautiful and historic city of Geneva. It is just over 40 years ago that Biological Weapons Convention entered into force as the key legal and normative barrier to the spread of biological weapons. The convention's condemnation of biological weapons as repugnant to the conscience of mankind holds as true today as it did when the Biological Weapons Convention was signed in 1972. My country, Somalia, has been a signatory to the Biological Weapons Convention since 3rd of July 1972. The first year the convention was tabled and adopted, which shows that as a country, we very much understood the importance of controlling the production, distribution, and the use of such weapons as a danger to the world peace. We knew that piling such weapons will not enhance peace and stability in the world, but it might exacerbate. Furthermore, Somalia will be working with the BWTC and ISU and will want to join with the nations of goodwill and deposit its instruments of ratification in earnest. States party to the Biological Weapons Convention annual gatherings, the international efforts to combat the biological weapons threat took a pragmatic and measurable step forward. States parties recognized the necessity of a three-pronged strategy of national, bilateral, and multilateral measures and unanimously adopted a tailored program of work to confront the biological weapons threat in today's strategic environment, in which threats come from states, non-state actors, and terrorist groups. And Somalia has been such a receiving end. It is with these threats in mind which we must continue to strengthen our efforts and adopt the non-proliferation and counter-proliferation tools to stop the development and transfer of biological weapons. There is a clear international consensus that national measures are critical, particularly in the efforts to prevent the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and their related materials. In 2004, the United Nations Security Council recognized the importance of adoption and enforcement of effective export controls by requiring all states to criminalize proliferation under UN Security Council Resolution 1540. The Resolution 1540 mandates that all states take and enforce effective measures to establish domestic controls that will prevent the proliferation of biological weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and their means of delivery. We have seen the devastation and the suffering it causes on innocent human beings and on the environment when used such horrible weapons as a choice of warfare. This convention and states parties have the moral obligation to say no to the production, no to transfer of technology, and no to the use of such weapons. In conclusion, Excellencies, let me encourage those attending the conference to continue on the good work and to devise a robust, practical, and focused program that advances the operation and national implementation of the Biological Weapons Convention. I thank you very much.